This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And we are always so excited to hear about a new adventure that he has drummed up for us to consider taking. How have you been?
I've been doing well. How about you?
I've been great, thank you. So this is the time of year when what we...
Well, this is the time of the year. It's hard to believe it, but winter is coming.
Boo.
And what if I could guarantee you a trip that would get you through winter with the eternal hope of spring not too far away?
Oh,
always at the front of your mind. I think we have the perfect trip for you to get through the winter blues.
I kind of like the sound of this. What are you going to talk about?
Well, so when you think about spring, what pops into your mind right away?
Oh, the spring flowers.
Spring flowers.
Yes.
And of course, what is like the most famous of those spring flowers?
Well, my personal favorite is a tulip.
The tulip. Yeah, so we are going to talk about a cruise that's actually called Tulips and Windmills.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a chance to take a river cruise in Belgium and the Netherlands. And we'll get to see the world-famous Keukenhof Gardens, which are, of course, famous for their tulips. And maybe some windmills and some other things thrown in. So it's a neat trip just at the very beginning of April of 2026.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is very exciting. And I'm being very serious that tulips are my favorite.
I love tulips. When they show up, it's like, you know, spring is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had said to a friend of mine, Leslie Nielsen, I'll give her a plug. She is a florist and she has retired. But I would always say to her, now, Leslie, when I pass away, I don't want roses. I would like tulips please, at my funeral. And her famous line back to me was, well, then you're going to have to die at the right time of the year.
Well, she's right. And I always have to warn people, you know, that tulip time can vary from year to year. And unlike that city in Iowa that shall remain anonymous, where they use little heaters so that they can have their tulip fest on the same day, you know, same weekend every year. In Holland, they don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And so the tulips come naturally when the tulips come.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be at a time there when they'll be, you know, at their peak. But who knows? You know, we're subject to the vagaries of Mother Nature. But there's plenty of other things to see as well. But I think you'll probably see some tulips on this cruise.
I love it. Well, let's talk about this cruise. First of all, who is putting it on, please?
Yeah, so actually I should mention, first of all, that I'm going to be hosting this cruise. This is an opportunity to travel with me.
Nice.
And it is in very end of March of 2026. Goes into April. I think we set sail on March 30th. Get back on April 8th. And it starts in Antwerp, Belgium, and it ends in Amsterdam in Holland. And the cruise line we're going with is called Uniworld Boutique River Cruises.
Never have heard of those.
Yeah,
that.
So they're a small...
Boutique.
Yeah, good word, as the name implies. They're a small cruise line, smaller than some of the ones you know see advertised on TV all the time. And they are really famous for their beautiful, beautiful ships. The owner's wife is an interior decorator. So the owner's wife has put a lot of effort into designing these gorgeous, gorgeous ships. They have unique works of art on board that she's purchased specially for the ships. And it's an all-inclusive cruise. So everything is included. Gratuities and Wi-Fi is in a choice of several shore excursions in each port, beverages, you know, alcoholic, non-alcoholic. So pretty much other than flights, everything is included in the price, which starts at about $4,800 for a 10-day cruise. So pretty good price for that. But they are really, you know, one of the top cruise lines in the world. And I love just the small ships that they have. You know, the average river cruise ship carries maybe 160, 170 people. This one carries more like 115.
So how did they decide to develop a cruise line? What was their background?
So it's very interesting. The family's background, originally they owned some hotels. The hotel company is called Red Carnation Hotels.
That's a cute name too.
Cute name, yeah. But if you happen to stay in London at one of my favorite hotels, it's called the Rubens at the Palace. And it's literally across the street from Buckingham Palace. That's how they got their start, with hotels and game reserves in South Africa. They're actually South African by birth. And they then expanded into river cruising and also guided touring. So they own several different touring brands, Trafalgar Tours, Insight Vacations. Yep, they actually own a tour brand for 35 and unders called Contiki Tours. And so they're a really huge company. And the river cruise division, Uniworld, is part of it. And so, you know, they're not a household name, which I think means that they can, you know, do some innovative things that maybe appeal to a smaller niche of people. And I think they do a real fantastic job.
Well, this is going to be exciting, and the fact that we could tour with you is very fun. Have you been on this cruise before?
I have not
been
on Uniworld, so this will be my first opportunity to go with them. And I've been to a couple places on this tour, but I've never done this particular Holland-Belgium river cruise. So I'm very excited about it. You know, I've done the Rhine, and part of this is on the Rhine. But this takes you off into a lot of the canals that crisscross this part of the world. So it's a really neat itinerary. They tend to only offer it in the spring, when it is tulip time. So this is the time to go, and this is the time to do it. And it's easy in, easy out, because it's Amsterdam.
For sure.
Fly into Amsterdam and fly home from Amsterdam. So
direct
plenty
flights.
Of nonstop flights from here. Yeah. Easy to get to.
Well, let's hear the details.
Yeah, so the cruise actually will start in Belgium, in the town of Antwerp. And Antwerp is the diamond capital of the world. And so diamonds from all over the world are brought to the diamond markets in Antwerp to be resold to jewelry companies and things like that. So you have a chance to do a walking tour of the city. Beautiful Belgian architecture. And Belgium and Holland have very similar, you know, they're kind of sister countries in a way. So beautiful architecture. But as I mentioned, there's always a choice of tours in each destination. And this particular destination offers an opportunity to try some of the local delicacies. And it's interesting because I think if I was to say which European country comes to mind when you think about chocolate, we'd probably say Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
But Belgium is a very close second. So there's a very well-known local chocolate producer in Antwerp where you can go tour their little factory. And they also have the estate of the owner who started this chocolate company. And his wife was a little bit of a shopper, and she liked Swarovski crystals. So the entrance to the mansion that's part of this complex has 33 million Swarovski crystals embedded in the walls of this room. So can you imagine what that looks like?
No,
33 million Swarovski crystals and chocolate. So how can you go wrong?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Who knew, right?
Wow.
Who knew? And the other thing, and I always hate to break people's myths about things, but it may come as a surprise to people that French fries aren't really French.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually Belgian. And so you'll also have a chance to go taste some authentic Belgian street food, which would be French fries.
That is
so
awesome.
So yeah, neat start to the trip in Amsterdam. And then you will head to the city of Ghent, which is near another beautiful little Belgian town called Bruges, B-R-U-G-G-E. And it's probably the most famous and the most picturesque of the little Belgian coastal towns. It's crisscrossed with canals and narrow streets and shops and things like that. So you go there, have a walking tour, enjoy the city, maybe sit down and have a cup of hot chocolate, try some street fries there as well, and just enjoy kind of the beautiful small town of Bruges in Belgium. And then the cruise will head up to the village of Veer, which is now going to be in Holland.
Okay.
And Veer is very famous as kind of an artist's colony. And so you'll have a chance to go meet some of the artists who live there. And it's been, you know, it was famous from the Impressionist era as well. But it's still a place where a lot of artists go and like to paint and do things like that. So you get a chance to discover that. So, you know, we still haven't even come to the tulips yet, but very interesting things to see and do so far. So then you will visit a pretty large city in Holland called Rotterdam. And so this is a place where there's a really neat choice of excursions that you can do. You can head into Rotterdam if you want to. And Rotterdam is one of the largest ports in the world. It's a gigantic port. And so it was basically completely destroyed in World War II. And it's been rebuilt as a very modern, very green city. So they have an opportunity to see the modern architecture, the ways in which, you know, public transportation is integrated into the city to make it very green. Or you can go to the famous Dutch city of The Hague, which is where the International Court of Justice is. But there is also a museum there that's called the Mauritshuis Museum. And it contains several Dutch masterpieces, including that very, very famous painting by Vermeer, The Girl with the Pearl Earring. Mm-hmm. So you can actually have a chance to see that in person. And then in the evening, if you want to head back into Rotterdam, they offer a pub crawl. So they'll take you to a couple pubs and you can kind of see what nightlife is like in a modern Dutch city. Or so if you're old like me, you can just go to bed and skip it.
Do you spend the day there and the night?
Yeah, you'll spend the day and the evening
there.
Yeah, probably set sail a little after midnight.
Oh,
so, you know, have a chance to go out and see what nightlife is like, but then head back to the ship.
Okay.
And, you know, and they'll take you to nice places. They won't drop you at the dive bar of Rotterdam on your own and say, see you in a couple hours. Yeah. So then the cruise will visit a little town called Nijmegen in the Netherlands. And it has a very interesting museum there that's about the Dutch experience in World War II that you can learn about. And so, of course, Holland was invaded by the Germans quite early in the war, and so they were under German occupation for almost 5 years. So a very interesting history to learn what happened and, you know, the story, the liberation, and all the things kind of in between. So very, very interesting museum to visit. Or you can do some bike riding if you want to. The ship carries bikes, and in each port they'll have a guided bike ride that you can take.
Wow.
So if you're, you know, had too much chocolate or too many Belgian waffles, you can work it off
with
the bike ride. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The next port is a little town called Hoorn, which is spelled H-O-O-R-N.
And are these every day you're in a different
every day,
port?
Yep. So river cruises don't have days at sea.
Oh,
you know, you're not going to have a day where you're just sailing. There will be some scenic cruising in between to have a chance to see the countryside as it goes by.
Sure.
But you're in port for part or all of each
day.
And the nice thing about the excursions is you'll have time to get off, take the excursion, but also explore a little bit on your own if you'd like to. And Hoorn happens to be a place where there is a very, very Dutch thing called the Dutch Cheese Trail.
Oh.
So, you know, they copied Wisconsin, right? They had no. But you can actually learn about all the different kinds of Dutch cheese, like Gouda, which the Dutch pronounce like Gouda. But Gouda, of course, is a very Dutch cheese, and Edam as well. So they have the Dutch Cheese Trail.
That's cool. There.
And it's a very interesting city because it was on the ocean until the Dutch built the big dam system they have that allowed them to reclaim all that land from the ocean. So now it's an inland city. You actually can't get to the ocean from there, but it used to be a big ocean-going port.
That is
crazy. And in fact, Cape Horn, the tip of South America, right, is named after the town of Hoorn.
So that tells you
what an important place it was, and now it's completely cut off from the sea. So what an interesting, like imagine if Hastings and all of a sudden there was no Mississippi River here.
I know.
Anymore. Just interesting to just observe that. That's so strange in Holland because they've reclaimed so much land from the sea. And so then the next day you'll go to a town called Zaandam, and that is near the Keukenhof. So that'll be the day to go visit the Keukenhof and see all the tulips and the beautiful gardens there. And then to Amsterdam. And the cruise will end in Amsterdam. You'll actually have a day in Amsterdam, spend the night, and disembark from the ship the following morning. And one of the things that I really like about Uniworld is they've created some really special excursions. And one of them, on every cruise, they call it Make Travel Matter. And what Make Travel Matter means is they want to do something that's more than just sightseeing. They want to give you a chance to see and experience something related to the destination. And so certainly during World War II, we've all heard the story of Anne Frank and the Jewish refugees in Holland. And so you will go on a canal cruise and see the Anne Frank house, see all the other sites in Amsterdam as well. But the boat that they use was actually used as a refugee craft in the past. People were fleeing from, you know, different places of oppression, and they were using this boat to do it. So it's a very, very interesting addition to a tour that otherwise, you know, you can take the tour and you can go on just the regular tour boat, and that's very, very interesting. But they make it just a little bit different and kind
very
of unique,
historic.
Which I think, yeah, it adds to the history and gives you a real personal connection to the destination. So 10 days runs about $4,800 per person. We are starting to run out of cabins. So if folks are interested, please let me know as soon as possible. Or we are hosting a travel showcase on Wednesday, October 8th, 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. in River Falls. So if you'd like to join us for that, Mo will pop a link on Facebook, or just give my office a call at 651-964-8245, and we will get you signed up. But we're running out of space on this tour. So I think it's a fantastic option. Perfect time of the year to go.
It is.
And, you know, the other cruise lines offer the same itinerary. I think they just do some things that are different and mm-hmm. unique. And, you know, I might stay up for that pub crawl in Amsterdam or
maybe
in Rotterdam and see.
Why,
we'll
not?
See. Why
I
not?
Mean,
I'll
yeah.
have jet lag anyway, so I won't know what time.
For sure.
I won't know what time it was. So that's kind of the overview.
So when
of
we
the
think
cruise.
About flying over for this cruise, would you recommend a day early, 2 days early? What do you?
You certainly could. Okay. There's no need to. You know, you can arrive in Amsterdam in the morning, and it's about a 2.5 hour drive to Antwerp. The ship will be there, and you can hop right on. And then you'll end up back in Amsterdam at the end of the cruise and have at least one full day there.
Okay.
But certainly if you do want to spend a little more time there, absolutely. And that's something we can certainly set up for you. I have a couple favorite hotels in Amsterdam that I love to send clients to. That one of them is very Dutch, and one of them, believe it or not, is actually a Japanese-owned hotel. But I love it. And that Japanese hospitality in the heart of Amsterdam with a little bit
very
of a Dutch
different.
Flair flowing in is thrown in is very different, but uh-huh. it's a really, really nice uh-huh. hotel as well.
So do we have the opportunity to take cheese or tulips or chocolates and all of that home with us?
Yes.
Okay.
In general, yes.
Okay.
So chocolate, simple.
Yes.
No problem there. There are companies that are based in the Amsterdam airport that sell tulips, and actually in Holland as well, that sell tulips that are approved for
leaving
the United
States.
Leaving
the country, States.
Okay. Yes, but you need to let the customs folks know when you get to the United States that you have some tulip bulbs. And they'll take a look at them, make sure they're, you know, from an approved vendor, and then go on. Same with cheese. The only thing is you don't want to have cheese that you have to keep cold. And so, again, there would be cheese in the airport and other way that you can purchase and take back to the United States. You just have to let the customs inspectors know that you're carrying it so they can take a look at it, make sure there aren't any problems, and send you on your way. Now, the Dutch don't tend to hybridize tulips kind of in the same way we do.
Mm.
So the bulbs, some of them don't last as long as perhaps we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the climate there is a little different
sure.
as well. So not every tulip can thrive everywhere. But you can certainly bring Dutch tulips back with you or just bring pictures and memories back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted, again, how could we go about taking advantage of this trip?
Yeah, so the easiest way to do that is just to give me a call at my office, 651-964-8245. Or join us on April 8th in River Falls for one of those travel showcases, 10 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. And just give me a buzz and we'll add you to the list. Or you can go to the River Falls Community Education website and sign up. It's free, simple. And we'll talk all about this and our trips to Ireland and Alaska and Greece that we also have in the hopper for 2026.
Oh, very exciting.
So we'll talk about all those at that showcase.
Wonderful. Great to see you. Ted Blank, he is the host of The Travel Show, and we are so grateful for his time. And you are listening to another edition of The Travel Show on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand. Watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.